USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
The COVID vaccine helping us and our economy get healthier. President Biden saying Friday America's rebounding from the depths of the pandemic.
We're not just saving lives, we're getting our lives back. Stores and restaurants up and down Main Street are hanging open signs on their front doors.
Biden also saying we can reach his goal of being 70% vaccinated by July 4th. Meanwhile, the Senate Friday passing a resolution to investigate the origins of the coronavirus, the bipartisan resolution calling on the World Health Assembly to lead the investigation. If they decline, the U.S. will find other governments or experts who will. President Biden's $6 trillion budget proposal being scrutinized, the 2022 budget released Friday. It prioritizes infrastructure, education, research, public health, paid family leave, and child care. Among the notable omissions, the Hyde Amendment, the ban on using federal money on most abortions, and raising the national minimum wage to $15 an hour. This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance, and MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month. You might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by May 30th, and you can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Democrats may not drop plans to have the January 6th Capitol riot investigated. Senate Republicans Friday blocked plans for a commission that would have consisted of 5 Democrats and 5 Republicans. New York Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer doesn't understand the GOP opposition.
Now, this should have been simple. The commission was bipartisan, independent, straight down the middle. House Democrats accepted every change that House leadership requested.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says the commission would not have uncovered crucial new facts or promoted healing. Democrats may form a commission themselves, though. CNN reporting Friday a number of House Democrats believe Speaker Nancy Pelosi will form her own committee to investigate the riot. Doing so would only require a majority of the Democratic-led House. An illegal immigrant convicted of murder. Mexican native Christian Bahena Rivera found guilty Friday of killing 20-year-old Molly Tibbetts in Iowa 3 years ago. The 26-year-old Bahena Rivera faces a mandatory sentence of life without parole. This is USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
If you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
A gruesome discovery at a former school in Canada. Here's Wendy King.
The remains of 215 children buried at the site of the former Kamloops Indian Residential School have been uncovered. The Kamloops Tesequepamik First Nation said in a statement, the Canadian government ran the school from 1890 to 1969 after taking over the administration of it from the Catholic Church to operate it as a day school residence. It closed in 1978. The Kamloops Tesequesabek Nation said, with the help of a ground-penetrating radar specialist, the stark truth of the preliminary findings came to light, a confirmation of the remains of 215 children who were students of the Kamloops Indian Residential School. The CEO of the First Nations Health Authority called the discovery extremely painful. Chief Roseanne Casimir said the buried bodies at the school had long been known to their community. Some were as young as 3 years old. The Indian Residential School Settlement Agreement was the largest class action settlement in Canadian history. It established a Truth and Reconciliation Commission of Canada to facilitate reconciliation among former students, their families, and their communities. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
The Biden administration Friday announcing sanctions against Belarus for what the White House calls an escalating wave of repression against those seeking democracy and human rights. The latest incident forcing a plane to land so a journalist critical of President Alexander Lukashenko could be arrested. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.